on The Morning Brief.
6:45 on this Friday. Well, the use of the term colored to describe one of the country's racial groups is once again in the spotlight in the wake of a recent podcast that's rightly evoked public outrage because of the racist and disparaging comments its hosts made about the colored community. While the podcasters, through their lawyers, have issued an apology, acknowledging that their utterances were inappropriate, sexist, and racist, and offered to self-report to the Human Rights Commission, not everyone has accepted their apology. The ensuing debate has also recentered debates about race classification and specifically the race identifiers used, even in official state policy and administration. People Against Race Classification, PARC, oppose the official referencing and classification of the South African population in terms of black, colored, Indian, and white. And from there, let's welcome Glenn Snyman, who is founder and leader of People Against Race Classification. Good morning to you, and thank you for your time, Glenn. Let's start with the recent controversy and the outrage around what this podcast hosts said on that podcast, those racist comments. How does that fit in with your understandings of the problematic nature that you've identified around the use of race identifiers in reference to population groups in the country?
Good morning to your listeners. What we first need to identify is what these young adults did wrong. Is it hate speech versus truth, free speech? And the difference between the two is generalization versus specification. So if they have specified, to make an example, specific colored people sell their kids for money, like we have, that can be stated as a true example what have happened, like in the Kelly Smith situation. That's an uncomfortable truth. So the question is to ask, what is truth and what was just malicious intentions? That is the differentiation. And generalization, the problem with that word is that it affects many more people. And people don't want to be falsely labeled for things they know they don't have part of. But now the other question is, what is the limitation of generalization? Because is it still generalization when more than 50% of a certain group of people do something? To make another example, the Journal for Security Studies has revealed statistics, which is currently still on the South African Crime Quarterly website, by Ted Leggett in March 2024, crime in the colored community. And the statistics state that the rate of incarceration for colored communities is the highest among black, white, and Indian population in South Africa. That's an uncomfortable truth. Mm-hmm. It also says that it's the highest users of mandrakes use. That's an uncomfortable truth for the colored community. So Park is also against race-based comparative statistics, because it's statistics like this now that label the community as a fact stated as a truth. And then you get these youngsters that are now influenced by this to make statements like this.
So what are you calling for in relation to trying to understand phenomena such as the ones that you've been outlining in the last few minutes? Should that be colorblind in terms of no reference whatsoever, even in, for statistical purposes, no reference to race identifiers when we're talking about unemployment, crime, and other access to services and the likes? There should be no race identifier, even as we do that for statistical purposes.
In the 21st century, we are much more informed people. We have the technology. We must become people of knowledge and sophisticated. So this is an educational matter. Government must use race classification as an excuse that we should be identified as such so that they could address their social economical problems. No, they must separate the two. The problem is the stigma that has been used, that is used behind these generalized labels.
Mm.
Now, we believe that this generalized label is colored, black, Indian, and white, which affect a lot of people, must be criminalized.
Mm.
It needs to be policed. It needs to be used with caution or yeah. not be used at all.
So how would we quantify progress, Glenn? I need to push you on that before we part ways. How would we quantify progress in responding to situations that, in terms of our consensus, we agreed that our past injustices were along racial lines? So how would we quantify progress we've made in addressing those if we don't quantify what we are dealing with along the categories where it was broken? It was broken racially. How would we then quantify the progress we are making in fixing it?
Address poverty, address the needs. We don't need the race labels to address their problems. Educate people, give them work that will solve our social problems. Because what people need is work, is jobs. And put people with skills that can work effectively, intelligently, and honestly, put them in our top government positions, then we will have much more better working economy in South Africa for all.
All right. Let's leave it there for this morning. Thank you for your time. That's Glenn Snyman, founder and leader of People Against Race Classification.